Marshfield residents will have an important referendum question on the April 1st ballot. Voters in the Marshfield area will have the opportunity to vote for the 2025 public safety referendum for the Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department. I had the opportunity to speak with Everett Mueller, fire chief for the Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department, and he discussed the referendum, the cost to taxpayers, and more.
Absolutely, and thank you for the question. You know, in recent years, the demand for EMS and services in the Marshfield has increased about 48%. Since 2000, rising from 2,390 calls in 2000 to 3,543 in 2024. So we've definitely seen some significant rises there. If you look at the long term, we have seen that increase. In the last couple of years, our highest year would have been right after COVID. Mm-hmm. We'd have been right around 4,044 calls. And that was really because the EMS and medical system was trying to catch up. In the last couple of years, we've seen kind of a drop a little bit. Last year being 3,543, but the overall trend is actually shot up over that time with that 48% increase if you go ahead and do the numbers on it. Another thing that we would really have with this one is fires today burn hotter and faster, requiring more personnel to respond effectively. When we look at NFPA 1710 standards, they actually use the residential fire study, mm-hmm. which calls for 17 firefighters if you have a ladder truck and 15 if you're not using a ladder truck. And with that, we're well below those numbers. Right now, we have 11 personnel. And as you know, back in 2021, we lost about three people during that time frame due to some budgetary issues we had in the city. At that point, we've been trying to kind of work towards getting back to that. Last year, we were able to replace one of those positions. And in doing that, we have two positions that are still available. Since 2016, we've also seen some overlapping emergency calls that have increased by about 18%. I mean, multiple emergencies at one stretch, which can stretch our resources and really spread us thin within the city. A lot of times we're relying on outer departments, meaning Spencer, Bradford, and also Pittsville Fire Department. Mm-hmm. We've never had to reach out to Neillsville at this point, but we've always had those three as resources that we could use. The one thing we have there is they've got a long response time in, and that's always been kind of a big problem for us. And in previous years or in years, we've really tried to make sure that we've got the resources available, not only with staff, but also making sure we have 5 ambulances in the city. In the event that one would break down, we have that availability to make sure that we have the resources available for additional calls like that. And then without additional staff, we risk longer response times and reduced effectiveness in emergency situations. So again, as we have to go ahead and utilize the surrounding departments, you're going to have that longer response time in, and most of these departments aren't staffed on a regular basis like we are. Mm-hmm. We're a full-time department. Those departments have a, you know, basically where they have an on-call status, meaning they get the page, then they have to drive from wherever they are, whether they be at their job, at home, wherever the location would be. They have to drive to the station, they have to get in the ambulance there, and then they have to respond out. So they've got quite a delay when it comes time to respond back into our community. So those are some of the main reasons that we'd really want to see the two personnel replaced and why we're asking for this referendum.
Okay, excellent. So then, you know, you've kind of already touched on this, but so the department essentially is asking to this referendum to fill, to get these additional personnel, two personnel, correct?
That is correct. Actually, we're asking for about $256,903 annually to hire and retain two full-time firefighter paramedics, which would be the two staff. Actually, we lost the three, but this would be the two to get us back to the total of 12 that we had in 2021. This funding would restore staffing levels to 2021 standards, ensuring we can respond quickly and effectively to emergencies, and that's our overall encompassing goal here.
All right, excellent. And now, what would this cost then if the referendum passes? What would it cost the average Marshfield taxpayer?
Well, the cost of the taxpayer depends on the property value. Mm-hmm. So if we look at a $100,000 home, we're looking at about $1,328 per year, and that breaks down to about $1.11 per month. If they have a $200,000 home, you're looking at $2,655 per year and $221 per month. Again, this is a small investment for faster emergency response times and improved community safety. Not only are we asking for this money, but I'm also a resident here in the city of Marshfield, and I would be applying these figures to myself as well.
Right. Okay. Excellent. And now you've kind of already touched on this, but what happens then if this referendum is approved on after the April 1st election?
Well, we'd be starting to grow towards that 17 number or the 15 firefighters if we're not using an engine or a ladder truck. So we'd be improving on those numbers, and we'd get us back to 12 for the staff. That means we're going to have more personnel for fire response. That means we're going to have more personnel for concurrent calls. We can really bring our minimum staffing up to 9 firefighters per shift. Right now we're at 8, and it does lead to some different issues that we have to deal with internally, and it would definitely help with that. But overall, we'd be looking at faster response times and better outcomes in emergencies. And we'd be looking at adequate staffing to manage growing fire intensity and medical emergencies and improved ability to handle those multiple calls at one time. So that would be the overall goal behind getting this referendum approved and getting those 2 personnel back.
All right, excellent. And now on the opposite side of that, what would happen here if the referendum should fail?
Well, we continue to have the strain on emergency services. Call volumes continue to outpace available staff. We would have slower response times, putting lives and property at greater risk, and we'd have increased difficulty in handling multiple emergencies at the same time. So, I mean, those are going to be the bigger issues that we would have in this particular issue. And again, this is going to be building on those NFPA 1710, ISO, and some of the stuff that we'll see in the future for OSHA 1910, just continuing to build in that direction with the overall idea that we're going to get those staff back so that we can actually respond and make sure that we've got those adequate staff.
All right, excellent. And then just to kind of wrap up our interview here then, is there anything else, anything that you would like Marshfield residents to know that we may not have already discussed?
You bet. Again, this referendum is all about public safety. We want to ensure that when you call us or a loved one calls us, we have all the resources that you need to make sure that we can respond as fast as possible. And we really would encourage everyone to attend our in-person and virtual listening sessions to learn more. Some of the in-person locations that we would have, looking at listening session number 1 would be at the UW-Stevens Point Marshfield campus, room 127. And that's over at 2000 West 5th Street, Marshfield, Wisconsin. That one's going to be on March 6, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. And then our session 2 is going to be at the Hotel Marshfield, which is located at 2700 South Central Avenue, Marshfield, Wisconsin. That'll be March 13th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. And then our third session is going to be at the Community Center at the Durandal Room. That's over at 211 East 2nd Street, Marshfield, Wisconsin. And that's going to be March 27th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. So we'd really encourage everybody to come out and listen. We've got a pretty good presentation put together. And that really is the big part where people can actually interact with us and ask us the questions they're looking for. And then I would remind everybody that early voting runs from March 18th through the 28th, and Election Day is April 1st. And for more details, they can also visit our website, which is ci.marshfield.wi.us/referendum. And we're going to be putting more information on that site so that we can continue to do things and get information out to the public as we get more questions. Another thing you would find on there, too, is a frequently asked question flyer. And then we've also got a flyer that's going out to the community just to kind of tell them a little bit about what's going on. It's a 2-page flyer. And then the frequently asked question is a 6-page document that really goes through everything and kind of explains the overall process of what we're looking to do.
Again, this referendum will be on the April 1st ballot for Marshfield residents. If you'd like to learn more, you can contact the Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department or go to the City of Marshfield's website.